Japanese writer Haruki Murakami is one of the most widely read novelists in the world. Novels like Norwegian Wood and The Wind-Up Bird Chronicle have sold millions of copies, and they're translated into nearly 40 languages. Here in the U.S., Murakami's rare public appearances are greeted with great excitement and reverence. The World's Patrick Cox has this report on the people who read and follow Haruki Murakami.
If you go to the exquisitely designed website, harukimurakami.com, you'll hear this soundtrack. At first, it sounds creepy, then otherworldly. But the longer you listen to it, as you're trolling through the site, learning about what Murakami eats, drinks, and listens to while he's writing, as you're doing this, the music becomes mesmerizing and finally comforting. Not unlike Murakami's writing. His favorite lunch, by the way, is eel. This month, Haruki Murakami visited the U.S. He spoke in front of two audiences in New York and Berkeley, California. His only public appearance is here this year. No cameras, no tape recorders, just a whole load of devotees. The Berkeley appearance is sold out, 2,000 people. People who feel deeply affected by Murakami's stories of vanishing women, confused men, and talking frogs.
When you try and explain, oh, what the story is about to somebody else, they just give you the look like you're absolutely crazy. Like, how in the world does this make sense and this captivate your attention so much?
It's a very intimate setting where you feel like he's talking to you. You know his thoughts intimately.
The way that he looks at relationships, it's so real. I just love his books.
Some people are so spellbound by his writing that they try and fail to track him down in Japan.
Dear Mr. Murakami, I'm writing you this letter because I'm a documentary filmmaker and currently in Tokyo shooting a film about you and your books. I would very much like to talk to you about the strange magical world you always managed to create, the world of Murakami.
The world of Murakami is not typically Japanese. His prose isn't flashy, but it is littered with English words, sometimes even English grammar. That makes his books difficult for older people in Japan to read. Not that that makes him any less popular, says Roland Keltz, who interviewed Murakami several times for his book, Japan America.
Haruki's fan base in Japan skews young. They tend to be teens or 20-something, and they are almost desperate to connect with him.
And Murakami connects right back. Every time he has a new book out, he starts up a website and chats with his readers. He'll answer most questions about his musical tastes, his writing habits, his wife. Other questions, too. One Japanese fan asked whether she should have told her dying aunt that she had terminal cancer. Murakami answered that if he were dying, he would want to know. Roland Keltz says the 59-year-old Murakami feels protective of his readers.
He thinks young people in Japan are very, very lonely. And they find in his novels some feeling of stability. And so he tries, as he says, you know, I try to help them.
Murakami writes about loneliness a lot. His own literary heroes are Kafka and Dostoevsky. But Murakami's lonely world is warmer. He often shows affection for his protagonists, less Kafka than J.D. Salinger. Murakami translated Catcher in the Rye into Japanese. Now, as his fan base outside Japan grows, so does the obsession with Murakami the person. For American fan Eve Kushner, it's the fact that he's so normal.
I feel he's writing all the time about the most mundane activities possible. And I find that kind of comforting to think that this superstar in the literary world is spending so much time thinking about boiling spaghetti and which jazz record to play, that kind of thing. And so he's kind of one of us, and that makes me want to know him so much more than if he really had that celebrity, unattainable sort of feeling to him.
So Kushner reads everything Murakami writes and everything written about him. She knows that his best-selling novel, Norwegian Wood, is finally being made into a movie and that Murakami has just finished writing a new novel.
You know, this blind love I feel for him and the way I feel pretty sure I might throw myself at his feet if I were to encounter him. I suppose I should be embarrassed about it.
But she's not. Haruki Murakami has taken her and millions of others on a wild chase around his imagination. For The World, I'm Patrick Cox.
And if you want to hear one of the very few recordings of Murakami, go to theworld.org/language.